We are starting Surah An'am. We pray to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala with the blessings of Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to complete the tafsir of Surah An'am. We seek His help. The verse I recited is the first verse. All praise belongs to Allah who created the heavens and earth and appointed darkness and light. Yet those who disbelieve hold others as equal with their Lord. Before I go into detail about the first verse, I would like to give some introduction that Surah An'am talks mostly about Tawheed. Most of the time Allah talks about Tawheed and Allah argues with polytheists about His holy existence. And Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, please recite on Salawat. Surely the chapter An'am was revealed altogether. Escorted by 70,000 angels until it was revealed to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So glorified and respected. Because they are in the name of Allah to whom belongs might and majesty in 70 places. And the people knew what reward was there in reciting, they would not leave it. Imam says that this is the surah which was revealed. 70,000 angels brought this surah. And if we knew the importance of this surah, we will never ignore this surah. Allah's name has been mentioned 70 places. That's why Allah sent 70,000 angels. Prophet says, that when this surah was revealed, he heard tasbih and tahmid of angels all around him who were praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because this is the greatness of the surah. This is the only surah which came with 70,000 angels. No other surah came. Because of the Tawheed, Allah's name 70 times being mentioned. And Prophet says further, so whosoever recited, those 70,000 angels will pray for him for one day and night for each verse of An'am. So if I read one verse today of Surah An'am, those 70,000 who came with Prophet, those are still there and they will pray for us for one verse, one day and one night. So for instance, if we did 10 verses today, they will pray for us for 10 days and 10 nights, 70,000 of them. Alhamdulillah. We pray to Allah to us to give tawfiq to finish the whole surah. Please recite on salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. So Allah talks about in the first verse, He praises Himself, Alhamdulillah ladhi khalqa samawati wal ardh, that all praise belong to Allah who created heavens and earth. First verse is about Allah's praise. Second verse is about the creation of human being. The third verse goes about the behavior of human being. Those are the three main things in universe. Allah talks about Himself, the creation of universe. Then He talks about creation of human being. Then He talks about the behavior of human being, how they behave. That's how Allah starts the surah. So Allah praises Himself for creating heavens and earth. Then Allah talks about, and when He says about creation, خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ الْأَرْضِ, He says, I created heavens and earth. He used the word خَلَق, means He created it. خَلَق is being used when you are making things with different components, like universe is created with matter, with air, with fire, all those elements are involved. So He used خَلَق. Then He said, جَعَلَ ظُلْمَاتِ وَالنُّورِ, and He make, جَعَل is to make things, not create things, make things. جَعَلَ ظُلْمَاتِ وَالنُّورِ, He made darknesses, plural, dark and light. So probably He said make it because there are not too many components involved in nur, and the light is just light, you know. That's why Allah maybe said, I'm referring Mizan right now. That's why He said, جَعَلَ ظُلْمَاتِ وَالنُّورِ, darknesses come as a plural and nur came as a singular. Most all the time Quran talks about nur as a singular and darkness is plural, because nur is the existence, darkness is no existence. If there is a nur, there is a light, close to light will be less dark, and you go further away from the dark it will be very dark. So there are multiple darknesses and light is the reality. So that's why the reality is only one. Allah's haq is one, Tawheed is one, Sirat al-Mustaqim is one, Path of Ahlul Bayt is one. Sal haq stays as a reality. Please recite one salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. هو الذي خلقك هو الذي خلقكم من طين ثم قضى اجلا واجل مسمى عنده ثم انتم تمترون. He it is who created you from clay, then decreed a term, and the term is fixed with him, yet still you doubt. Allah start talking about creation of human being, that I created you from clay. Then Allah talks about two kinds of period for the man, two times of term, T-E-R-M, term, okay? Then he decreed a term, time period of our life. Then he decreed a term, and the term is fixed with him, yet still you doubt. So there are two types of terms are there, time period for a human life. One is decreed term, and one is term is fixed with him, the name term, the fixed term. Ajalum musamman is fixed term, name term. Qada ajala is a term which is a decreed one, which is indefinite. Now the discussion is this: what is the fixed term and what is the decreed term? Decreed term is an indefinite term, and fixed term, name term, is a fixed term. The example which Mizan gives about fixed term is like, in the morning sun has to rise no matter what. It's a fixed term. Sun has to rise in the morning. What is decreed term is the illumination of sun on the sky, how much it will be. You don't know that. Either it would be lot of illumination or it could be not much illumination depending on the weather situation. Is raining going on and clouds are there, or there's a solar eclipse going on. There are different realities. But sun has to rise in the morning. So that's like a decreed term. Same thing with human life. What is fixed term for human life? That man cannot live more than 120 years. That's his fixed term. He will not go beyond that. We will never see somebody living more than that, except exceptions, you know. But what is decreed term? Only Allah knows how long he is going to live. Only Allah knows how long he is going to live. So, there are some ahadith from Aimat Arin. Our sixth Imam says, the unnamed term is the deferred one. The first one is a deferred term. He advances it whenever he pleases, and the named term is the one which comes down from what he wishes from the night of destiny to similar night. Imam says further, the named term is what has been mentioned to angel of death in that night, which is the night of destiny. And the other term, he has a will in it, he wishes, he advances it, and if he wishes, he defers it. Subhanallah. The decree, the name term is written in Lohe Mahfuz. That is the basis of the book. So, if we sin, if we cut ties with our family, if we don't take care of our health, we don't take care of our physic, our lifespan will be short, because the decreed term is deferred term. And Allah knows finally how much He's going to give us real life. Fixed term is there, 120 years, but Allah will decide depending on our deeds, depending on our action, depending on our behavior. Allah will either decrease it or increase it. That's why we have to do dua all the time to Allah, pray to Allah to increase our life. But dua will only work if we are trying from our side. We cannot keep sinning and not eating right and not exercising and doing dua to Allah, then Allah make our life 120 years. Will it work? It will not work. It's universe has a cause and effect phenomena. We have to work to get something. That's how Islam is. We cannot expect everything from Allah and we don't do much. We cannot do that. So please recite on salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Now Allah talks about in third was, wa huwa Allahu fis samawati wa fil ard ya'lamu sirrakum wa jahrakum wa ya'lamu ma taksibun. And he is Allah in heavens and in the earth. He knows your secret and your open, and he knows what you earn. Allah is explaining his holy existence, that he is the Lord in the heavens and he is the Lord in the earth. Wherever we go, he is there. Wherever we go, he is there. Beyond imagination, his existence is there. And whatever we do openly and secretly, he knows it. Then he stopped. Then again he emphasized, وَيَعْلَمُ مَا تَكْسِبُونَ, and he knows what you earn. Mizan said, what do you earn? What do you do in secret or open? What do you earn out of it? That what kind of psychological characteristics we develop out of that? Did we become a good man or a bad man? Did we become a pious man or a sinner? You know, depending on, and Allah knows that what you have become then. Allah knows what you do openly, secretly. No? Allah knows what you have become out of that. We seek Allah's refuge from sinning, which affect our psychology to the degree that we go below animal. Now Allah talks about kuffar, that how they behave when Allah's verses are being revealed. وَمَا تَعْتِهِمْ مِنْ آيَاتٍ مِنْ آيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ إِلَّا كَانُوا عَنْهَا مُعْرِدِينَ. There never came unto them any sign of their Lord, but they turned away from it. Why? Because of their pride, because of their arrogance, because of their love for this world, they turn away from the signs of Allah. No sign come, Allah says, from their Lord, but they turn away. Prophet came, Quran came, they turned away. They knew in Torah it was written about description of Quran and Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, still they turned away. Kuffar turned away. Why? Because they had a pride. They loved this life. They didn't want to change their lifestyle, period. They knew it's from Allah, but they turned away because they loved this world. فَقَدْ كَذَّبُوا بِالْحَقِّ لَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ فَسَوْفَ يَأْتِيهِمْ أَنْبَاءُ مَا كَانُوا بِهِ يَسْتَهْزِئُونَ. So they indeed belied the truth when it came unto them. Therefore, very soon the tiding will come to them of what they used to mock at. The truth came, but they belied it. So whatever they are marking it is going to come to them. The truth was Quran, the truth was Islam, truth was Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, truth was Ahlul Bayt, and they denied, they belied it. So Allah says whatever they have been making fun of, that is going to surround them, is going to come to them. Judgment day for us is far, but for Allah is right there. Allah talks about judgment day, and not in the future tense, but in the past tense. This really happened it. For Allah it just happened it. So Allah says it's going to come to them. Ambau ma kanu bihi yastaziyun, that whatever they were making fun of it is going to come to them. We seek Allah's refuge from judgment day. We seek Allah's refuge from the belying the signs of Allah and making fun of signs of Allah. We seek Allah's refuge from disobedience. Now in the next verse, verse number 6, Allah talks about the behavior of previous nations. Alam yarakum ahlakna min qablihim min qarnin makkannahu fil ardi ma lam numakkilakum wa arsalna samaa'a alayhim midraran wa ja'alna al anhara tajri min tahtihim fa ahlaknahum bi dhunubihim وَأَنْشَأْنَا مِنْ بَعَدِهِمْ قَرْنًا آخَرِينَ. Now Allah talks about behavior of future generations. We seek Allah's refuge from these verses. First Allah talked about how they belied and they had turned away from Allah's signs. Now Allah talks about their behavior. Have they not considered how many generations we destroyed before them, whom we established in the earth to the extent that we have not established you? And we send down abundant from the sky upon them, means rain, and made the rivers flow beneath them. Yet we destroyed them for their sins and raised up after them another generations. Allah talks about, you have not seen how we destroyed the nations before you, and they were more established on the earth than you have been established. And we send down abundant things for them, abundant rain and every goodness, and made the rivers flow beneath them. All this goodness, They got more than you. Like if you see people of Pharaoh, they were rich people. They were so established. They lived for centuries. Allah talks about how Allah gave them the gardens and everything, the rivers to flow. All that happened, but Allah says, I destroyed them because of their sins, Ya Allah. And Allah says, I raised up after them another generations. They did not do any harm to Allah. They got destroyed and Allah brought new people. Ya Allah. Please, you have to pay attention to these words so much. That if we, our sins will destroy us. Our sins are going to destroy us. We only harm ourselves. And for Allah, Allah will bring the new people. Allah described these things in these same ideas in other verses of the Quran, that if you don't follow Islam, you turn back, if you become murtad, Allah will bring new people. For us, if we don't stand up now and support our Imam, and Imam delays his zahur, it's our loss. Imam will come. It is written in the books as we talk. It's a fixed term. Imam is going to come. But when is going to come? Only Allah knows, depending on our deeds. Our deeds. If our deeds are there, if we are there to support, Imam will come and we will be blessed to see him. But if because of our sinning, Imam doesn't come, this is our loss. We see the example of Moses, alayhi salam. Moses said, go and attack. Let's go to Jerusalem, get Jerusalem. We talked about in Surah Maida. But they did not want to go with him. So what happened? 40 years they were going in circle in the jungle. And they all died from the generation. And two people were left from that generation. Yusha bin Nun, and there was one more believer. They stayed. They were only alive and all of them died. And their children were better than them. And they conquered Jerusalem with them. If we don't stand up, and we don't support Imam, Imam Zuhur will be delayed till our children come and support our Imam. This is our sin which destroys us. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we don't sin to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah support us with appearance of Imam Azam alayhi salam. Please recite one salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. These verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clears our cobwebs, these curtains which even our heart. Our unconscious mind demands so many things. Only Allah knows this wild mind, this wild nafs, how much wild things it asks from us. And Allah answers all those wild things in Quran in such a beautiful verses so that our nafs get satisfied and become the satisfied nafs. Now these verses will be about this. Now Allah talks about in verse number 7. وَلَوْ نَزَّلْنَا عَلَيْكَ كِتَابًا فِي قِرْطَاسٍ فَلَمَسُوهُ بِأَيْدِيهِمْ لَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا سِحْرٌ مُبِينٌ. And had we sent down unto you a book written on a paper so that they touched it with their hand, certainly the disbeliever would have said, this is not but manifest sorcery. See, they were demanding Prophet so many things, just like Jews. What Jews demanded to Prophet Moses? We want to see God with our own eyes. People were demanding the Prophet, this is in the Quran, that why the Quran is not revealed to only you, not to other people. Now, their wild mind could be demanding, send us book written in the paper. So Allah says, if it was sent to them on the paper, the kuffar would have said, it's just an open sorcery. It's open sorcery. I'll give you an example that we are sitting in the mosque. And it's a situation. And if we ask from Allah to send the Quran from the sky, and if Quran comes to the sky to mosque, what will happen to the mosque people? Few might believe, but after sometimes some will start saying, this was a trick, this was not reality. Book came where it was printed with Allah. Where was the printing place? And so many questions, vaswasa from Shaitan will start coming and we will be lost. So on one hand we will be lost, and second hand Allah's hujjat will be open, will be on us. What happened in Surah Maida? That the companions of Isa were asking, that Isa asked Allah to send food from heaven on a platter, so that we can calm down, our heart can calm down, that you said us truth. So when that happened, what happened? When the food came from heaven in the platter, they heard, and some of them said, this was just a sorcery. This was just a sorcery. You know, the Shaitan put whisper that where the food was cooked and how the platter was built and where was the kitchen there. So this was just sorcery. So, dear brothers and sisters, bottom line is, we are so blessed to have Quran in our heart, the way it is revealed. We are so blessed to have Quran, the way it is revealed. We don't want more than that. This is it. Because this is the best hujjat, this is the best proof Allah has given, Quran in itself, and Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is hujjat. If you wanted more, there was only fitna out of that. So if we don't have faith on this, then this is our problem. This is not Allah's problem. We should do tawbah, repent Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and ponder Quranic verses, because Prophet says pondering in Allah's verses for 1 hour is better than doing ibadat for 1,000 years. Because it's all about the pondering. And then what we do in tafsir class, we do pondering. So we have these curtains. This verse takes away one curtain out, minimum one curtain. Now the next curtain. وَقَالُوا لَوْلَا أُنزَلَ عَلَيْهِ مَلَكٌ وَلَوْ أَنزَلْنَا مَلَكًا لَقُضِيَ الْأَمْرُ ثُمَّ لَا يُنزَرُونَ. And they said, why has not an angel sent down to him? And if we had sent down an angel, the matter would have certainly been determined, and they would not be granted any respite. When Prophet used to go to the marketplace, it's in the Quran. People say, what kind of prophet is this? He is roaming around the market, eating food. Why the angel was not sent with him? Who would be preaching with him? That's what Allah did. They were demanding that why the angel is not being sent to him. Allah said, if the angel was sent to him, the matter would have been decided. Because once Allah sent angel, things are finished. We are physical, angels are metaphysical. We cannot see angel in a real form, because they are metaphysical. We see only angel when we are on a deathbed, and we see angel because we are leaving this world, and we become metaphysical. There are verses in the Quran that the day you will see angels, it won't be a good news for you. You will wish that they should be stopped and start. Ya Allah, we don't want to see angels in that situation. We want to see angel, then we are in the faith, and they come and say, Salaamu Alaikum. Our deeds decide how the Malikul Maut will look like. If our deeds are good, he will look like a handsome man. But if we are not in good shape, we seek Allah's refuge to see death angel. Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam was talking to death angel. He says, how do you come in front of a kafir? He said, oh Ibrahim, you could not be able to put up with me the way I look like. He said, no, please show me how you would look like. I want to see it. So death angel comes in the form which he comes in front of kafir. When Ibrahim alayhi salam saw him in such a dangerous form, he collapsed. Try us. So we should tell ourselves that neither we want to see angel in the real form, nor we want to see the book printed on the paper and we can touch it from Allah, because that will create us more in trouble. Now Allah talks about more trouble, because there is more demand than, you know. What is the next trouble? Now Allah talks about next trouble. وَلَوْ جَعَلْنَاهُ مَلَكَ لَجَعَلْنَهُ رَجُلًا وَلَلَبَسْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ مَا يَلْبِسُونَ. And had we appointed him an angel, we would have certainly have made him as a man, and we would certainly have made confused to them what they make confused. Allah says, if they were demanding for an angel to come, certainly we would have sent angel as a man. And the way they are confused now, again we will put in them in same confusion. See, because if they are demanding that the prophet there should be angel, then he should be in the man form so that he can live with people. And if he comes in the man form, people will be again in confusion and doubt the way they have been already in doubt before. I ask you a question, that if you are in a mosque and if a man enters and somebody says, a reliable person, that this is an angel in a man form, would you believe that? There would be doubt come. No. How would I believe that this angel has become a man? That was a doubt. It will come again. Allah says that. The doubt doesn't come to the pious people, masumeen. Like when Mary was there alone, Jibreel comes as the form of man, she gets nervous, he says, don't worry, I am the angel sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And she trusts him. Can a simple lady, if Jibreel comes to a simple lady and says, I am the man, I am the Jibreel, would she believe? No. She will start crying. What are you talking about? Same thing with Ibrahim alayhi salam, that angel came to his house, he got nervous. They said, don't be nervous, we are the angels. He accepted that. He believed them. Yes, you are angels. They were in the main form. Same thing with Lut alayhi salam in Quran Hakim. These angels come to Lut alayhi salam and they say that we are the angels sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give punishment, and he got sad about it, that now his people will be punished, but he believed them. Our problem is that we are not masumin and will not believe. It's not that easy to believe what somebody said. So Allah is trying to teach us, what you are waiting for to have good faith? Any sign come to you, you turn around. You want the book written on the paper, that will make more confusion. You want angels to be sent, you will doubt about them. So in reality, what is that? What you have got is the best right now. And this is the best thing for you. And just grow and develop your faith to the maximum before your death comes and you see your death angel. Now we are going to start the last verse of this Majlis. And this verse is about people making the fun of prophets, where Allah says, وَلَقَدِ اسْتُهْزِئَ بِرَسُولٍ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ فَحَاقَ بِالَّذِينَ سَخِرُوا مِنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا بِهِ يَسْتَهْزِئُونَ. And certainly some messengers were mocked at before you, then the retribution which they used to ridicule fell on them. After explaining all that, Allah talks to Prophet and calms him down, saying that before you also prophets were sent and people used to make fun of them. So whatever they used to make fun of them, fell on them. So if they are making jokes about you, making fun of you, you know, it's going to fall on them. Imam Ali says, the most loser of the people is the one who is able to tell the truth, but he does not. So you have to talk the truth about things. Prophets were ridiculed, prophets were made fun of. But our prophet was tortured, nobody was tortured. Prophet says that no prophet was tortured like I was tortured. Prophet was tortured in all the ways. But the way of torture Imam Hussein got on the day of Ashura was a very unique torture. Those people who were against Imam Hussein, they made fun of them. Imam Hussein was crying. Imam Hussein was asking for water. He was thirsty for 3 days. He told Shia, oh Shia, remember me when you drink water? Because I was thirsty for 3 days and 3 nights and I was slaughtered thirsty. The way they made fun of Imam Hussein alayhi salam is unique in the history, brothers and sisters. The way they tortured Imam Hussein alayhi salam, somebody threw a stone on him, somebody make fun of him, somebody cursed him, somebody injured him. The way Imam Hussein was tortured was so much. Now we talked about in the beginning of the verses, there are two types of death. One is the fixed death, death which is fixed, and one is the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rabab used to think that Ali Asghar is going to live long life. Leila used to think that Akbar will get married and have children. Those were the expectations of their mothers. But Karbala came, death came, accidentally the death came, surrounded them. Ali Asghar got martyred 6 months old. Ali Akbar got martyred before get married. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.